Is so awesome, and he is so good. He is so good. And I just thank and praise God for this opportunity to stand before his people on a Sunday morning. I thank and praise God for our pastor, a great leader, Pastor Larry Davidson Jr. Let's thank and praise God for him. And I thank and praise God for the previous leadership here, Pastor Emeritus Cole. And I thank and praise God for my husband, Greg. He is truly a man of God, and I thank and praise God for him. And I thank and praise God for Minister Wesley Henderson and all the ministers of the gospel, and I thank and praise God for the deacons and mothers and each and every member of this great church. And I thank and praise God for the visitors who may, I hope you don't feel like a visitor, because we definitely welcome you in love, in Christian love, into the house of God. This is such a wonderful, wonderful day on the inside. I know the outside is cold, it's raining, but we have to have that to kill off the bugs, don't we? Yeah, we got to have that to kill off the bugs. So I thank and praise God even for the cold and the rain. But I thank and praise God because I know that we're warm in our hearts towards God. Because David said that when I was glad when they said unto me, let us go in the house of the Lord. He didn't say when I was sad. He said when I was glad. And you know, when we invite people to the house of God, they should be glad that we're inviting them here. You know, it ought to be something to be glad about when we get here. And that gladness ought to be because Jesus died on Calvary. He was obedient to death. If he wasn't obedient, we wouldn't even be here today. And see, our obedience is going to cause somebody to be saved, just like his obedience caused us all to be saved. But your obedience will cause those children to get in line like the chicks. The chicks follow their mother hen on that farm. I know most of us know about that. Those children will follow us just like that, because we will do what? Be obedient. And we will follow the laws, and we will follow the commandments, and we'll do what God asks us to do. Amen. Let us pray, please. Spirit of the living God, I come before your throne this morning, Father, asking for your mercy and your grace to abound towards me. Ask you, Father God, to speak through this vessel. Lord God, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Father God, you created me. I know I'm like no other, Father, because you created me different. And Father God, you created each and every one of us different. So Father God, as I proclaim your word today, let your people that you created receive what's inside of me that's of you, God. Hallelujah. Only let that come forth, Father. What's of you, God? And Father God, I pray that everyone would be blessed, hallelujah, edified, hallelujah, and nourished in their spirit today. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, and I thank you, God. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. If you will stand and turn your Bibles to Psalm number 150, I'll be reading from verse 1. Verses 1 through 6, Psalm number 150. And if you found it, please say amen.
Amen.
And it's also on the screens. Beginning with verse 1, praise the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. Praise him in his mighty firmament. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Praise him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise him with the lute and harp. Praise him with the timbrel and dance. Praise him with loud cymbals. Praise him with clashing cymbals. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading and the hearers and doers of his holy word. You may be present, be seated in the presence of our Almighty God. We serve a mighty God. We don't serve a weak God. He is mighty. He is awesome. He is great. I don't have enough words to describe how excellent, how outstanding, how awesome, and how perfect, and how merciful he is. He is such a great God. Many of us would be right now in the crack house if it wasn't for his mercy and his grace. I thank and praise God that when I was lost, hakadam, he found me. He found me. He came in that pit I was in, and he dug me out of that pit, and he set me upon a rock, and he established my goings. And I thank and praise him for that. When we come into God's sanctuary, we need to start calling it God's sanctuary. Hopewell Missionary Baptist Church in God's sanctuary. See, we are coming into God's sanctuary. Not what we feel like we are paying for, but it is God's sanctuary. And see, in God's sanctuary, we should come with praise for his mighty acts. Because it is God's sanctuary. And in God's sanctuary, we ought to be glad, not sad. Amen. We ought to be glad, because if we focus on those things that are excellent, those things that are of a good report, our minds will be brighter. Our smiles will become wider, because we're focusing on the things of God. We come here to focus on the things of God, on his mighty acts. There are so many devastating things that's going on in this world, and I know at least since Obama been in office, maybe I watch the news more now than I ever did, but it is so many devastating things that has taken place. And it may have not taken place in your family or in your life, but for example, there was a devastating thing that happened in my family. And I thank and praise God that they didn't turn to drugs. They didn't turn to alcohol. I thank and praise God that when I see them and when I talk to them, that I hear of good reports. You see, I hear of good reports. I hear of good reports, and I thank and praise God for that. And to bring it a little bit home, more home to you, you see, I lost by in-law two nephews last year. Okay, these are healthy men with beautiful families, with a wife and children. And God chose for them to get on a ship that didn't bring them home, because the captain decided to go out there, even though he had a warning that there was going to be a tornado. And my brother-in-law, by the way, almost got on that ship. But God did not allow him to get on there, but he allowed the other ship to show up anyway. And so I just thank and praise God for his mercy and grace, because my sister would have been without a husband. My niece and nephew would have been without a father, and I would have been without a brother-in-law. But even though I'm without two additional nephews-in-laws, I thank and praise God that in the midst of that darkness and that devastating situation, that there is hope and there is a light, and that light is shining bright, because they're serving God. Regardless, they're serving God. And I thank and praise God again that I lost a niece, and Lord knows she was such a bright light in our family, always full of joy. But in just a matter of 3 months, cancer took her out of the world. You hear me? But God, her parents are standing strong. Her mother on Friday went to the nursing home playing the violin and learning how to play the piano. I didn't even know she was utilizing her gifts in that way, but I thank and praise God that she's doing that. She's praising God with the violin. She's praising God with the piano. You know, God is awesome, because instead of her turning to alcohol, turning to drugs, she's found a way to give God glory. To give God glory, to give God glory. And I thank and praise God for that. We're younger people now, okay? But one day, you might find yourself in the nursing home, and you'll be glad for somebody to bring you something to eat. You'll be glad to bring somebody to bring you something besides what they serve you in the cafeteria. You'll be glad for somebody to come and sing a song and play an instrument and give God praise and glory. God is so awesome. Now, we got a great pastor who is teaching us the word, the pure word, not only just teaching us, but preaching us the pure word. So when we come in here on Sunday, he don't have to be a captain trying to lead us into praise and worship. We ought to praise, come in the house of God, praising him with praise on our lips. We don't need a team to usher us into praise. We should already want to praise God for his mighty acts. I ain't talking about a little bit of acts. I'm talking about some mighty acts. God is awesome, because he had to do some mighty acts in my life. I don't know about you, but he had to do some mighty acts in my life, because the devil didn't want me to stand today. But God, But God, he done some mighty acts. He gave me some power to stand, some power to live right, some power to look the enemy in the eye and say, I am praying. I'm praying in the midst of this situation because of God, because of my faith. Amen. And I just thank and praise God for this word. Amen. Now, when you come in here and you're praising God, understand, you're praising him. Again, according to his excellent greatness, not according to who's sitting in the pulpit, amen, not according to who's leading the song in the choir. You're praising him for his excellent greatness. He's a great God. He's a great God. A great, great God. I'm telling you, God is awesome. God is awesome. He's allowed an atheist to come into my path. I've been knowing the lady for almost 5 years and didn't even know she was an atheist. But God, he allowed Trump to get in office. Mr. Trump, he allowed it because he take the foolishness, things of this world to dumbfound the wise. That's all it is. That's all it is, because Trump ain't going to do nothing but what God allows. And what we need to do is turn back to God.
Amen.
We say they took prayer out of school, but who took it out of our children? Who is not praying in their homes? Who is not praying with the children when they leave the house and when they come back to the house? Is that the school? Quit blaming everything on the schools. Psalm 3-5, we're told how we can praise God. We can praise him with a timbrel, and I wish I had the sound of a timbrel so you can hear it, and a dance. We could praise him with loud cymbals. We could praise him with clashing cymbals. We could praise him with the lute and the harp. We could praise him with our lips. It's many ways we can praise him, but that's not the limit. You know how. You could give him all the praise and the glory. And I don't care what nobody think about me, but I'm going to praise God. And when I come to the house of God in his sanctuary, I want my mind to be on God. Not on what you drove in here today and not what you're wearing. I want my mind on the things of God. And that's what we need to get back to. Oh, yes, it's a blessing that we can get up and go to our closet and choose what we want to wear. That's a blessing that we're not naked walking in. It's a blessing that we can drive to church. We don't have to walk or catch the bus. But when we get here to the house of God, praise him. It's so much to thank God for. So much. Do I need to remind you what you need to be praising him for? It's so much to thank and praise God for. There are approximately 250 times in the Bible we read commands and declarative statements regarding praising the Lord. 250 times at least. Now, are we going to believe part of the Bible, some of the Bible, or all of the Bible? And the reason I come today with such a strong word about praise is because don't blame that on the man of God that you didn't have your praise on today. From this day forth, when you come into God's sanctuary, remember, focus on his goodness, how excellent he is, okay? Focus. When we have altar call prayer, bring your prayer here, bring your problem here and lay it here and get your mind on God and start thanking and praising him. Amen. Let that little light that's on the inside of you shine so bright. Shine so bright that somebody have to take their glasses off. I just see a bright light in that place today. When is the last time we could say our cry of praise been heard out there on Jack's Road? They need to be able to hear us out there. You see, because in Psalm 142, verse 6, attend to my cry, for I am brought very low. Deliver me from my persecutors, for they are stronger than I. Bring my soul out of prison, that I may praise your name. The righteous shall surround me, for you shall deal bountifully with me. Now, when I say prison, I know your minds went to those that are locked up behind prison bars. No. You could be in prison, in your home, on your job, in your marriage. You could just be in prison, period, because of the way you think. Prison is surrounded by wickedness, evil, around people that are not for you, that are striving against you instead of for you. So when God bring your soul out of that, when he bring your soul away from alcohol, cigarettes, crack cocaine, when he bring your soul out of illicit sexual desires, give God some praise. Because it ain't nobody but God. Because as soon, I'm telling you, until the day you die, you're going to have urges, you're going to have desires. And if you ever tasted any of what I called out, you sure going to have those desires come up every now and then. But God, who brings our soul out of wickedness, out of those devastating situations, out of that pit that we once was in, he deserves our praise. Amen. He created us to praise him. He inhabits the praises of his people. You want his presence to continue to inhabit his sanctuary? Praise him. Praise him. Miracles happen in the sanctuary. Miracles happen. I was at St. Stephen's Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky years ago. And I was just sitting there on the pew as the word was being preached. And a black ball just rolled off of me. And I seen it just roll on to the altar. And I just thank and praise God for the deliverances. A lot of the teaching even that I had about tithing, it came from St. Stephen's Baptist Church. You see, I married a man of God that believed in going to church. So we didn't just, oh, we on vacation, we gonna stay at the house. And I just thank and praise God for Philippians Church there in Jacksonville, Florida. Again, a man of God that believes in going to church. One Thanksgiving, we had such an awesome, awesome time of worship and praise. We praised God. They had all of their ministers. It could have been 20 of them. But they just tag-teamed each other from the pulpit, praising God, giving him glory, giving him honor and praise. Their pastor was in the hospital sick. But those men and women of God, praise God. They tag-teamed each other, praising God, giving him glory, giving him honor, thanking him regardless that their leader was sick, thanking him in advance for bringing him off the sick bed. As much as we do for our children, we want to at least hear thank you. We at least want to hear thank you. But God inhabits the praises of his people. From this day forth, don't blame it on anybody that you ain't dancing, you ain't playing your instrument, you ain't praising God. Don't blame it on nobody, because Sandra have stood here and told you what God wants to hear from you. He wants you to open your mouth, and he wants you to give him some praise when you come into his sanctuary, because he is worthy. And I really shouldn't say a because. I really shouldn't even say because you know. You didn't wake yourself up this morning. You know you didn't. And you know you wouldn't be in your right mind if it wasn't for God's grace and his mercy. You know. You already know. And since I'm standing here today, I'm going to leave you with some points. To praise, in case you didn't know, is to boast, to rave about, to commend, to speak well of, and to laud, which is a verb meaning to praise. Praise has some action with it, you see. Your children ain't just sitting there when you hand them all them toys and gifts and not giving, having some kind of response. You want to see some response, that they enjoyed what you got them. God wants some response when we come here on Sunday. He wants some response to his name, Jesus. He wants some response to the word of God when it's being proclaimed. He wants some response because we know it's the truth. And the truth is what's going to set us free. You see, don't come here looking for a garbage can so you could dump your problems on. You done fill that garbage can up with all your problems, and you walk around happy while you got somebody else filled up with your garbage. Don't do that. Open your mouth and give God praise. People don't need to hear your garbage. They don't need to hear all about your garbage. Come and put it here at the altar and leave it there. Now, there are some counselors around here. There are some people strong enough to handle what you got to tell. They will give you some advice. And when you receive that advice, you need to be obedient. If you're wondering why the situation ain't better, it's because you're not listening. It's not going to get better because the word is coming forth. That's one thing I know is being going forth here at this church, and that is the word of God. It's not being sugarcoated. And if you be obedient, and you take that word and put it in your heart and be obedient, you will see a progress. You will see a change. You will be victorious. I'm not saying you're not going to have battles. I'm not saying you're not going to be persecuted. I'm not saying that the enemy is not going to fight you. Oh, the enemy is ready for you when you walk out of here today. Okay? He's trying to get on the road with you right now. So he's on his job. But we need to be filled up with the word of God. Okay, we need to be filled up and receive that word of God and go out here and fight the battle in Jesus' name. Amen. We have nothing to be ashamed of. God is a mighty God. He is a mighty God.
Amen.
And again, praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples. Romans chapter 15, verse 11. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to his excellent greatness. Psalm 150 verse 2. I will praise your name, for you have done wonderful things. Isaiah 25 verse 1. Praise the Lord, for he has delivered the life of the poor from the hand of evildoers. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 13. All the people, when they saw it, the healing of a blind man, gave praise to God. Luke 18 43. Listen, verse 1 in Psalm 150, and I'm about done, instructs us where to worship. And we, again, where are we worshiping at? In God's sanctuary. Oh, yeah, I'm glad to say I'm a member of this great church. Don't get me wrong. I am glad to say that I'm a member of this great church because this is a great church. But this is God's sanctuary, which when I invite others, they ought to be glad when I say unto them, come into the house of the Lord. Amen. Because when they know when they come here, they're going to get some deliverance. Amen. They're going to feel the love of God. Amen. They're going to receive a word that's going to help them, edify them. Amen. And verse 2 again tells us why we should worship. Because of God's mighty deeds and his excellent character, which, by the way, when we hear of his excellent character, we're supposed to get that excellent character built up inside of us. That's what it's all about. We're not to be the same every time we come here every Sunday. We're supposed to be changed, and the word of God will change us. I mean, we're talking about an excellent God, who is extremely good and outstanding. Sometimes when I text my uncle and I tell him some good news, he'll say outstanding. Do you know that just, it's like a boost to my soul. I feel so good. I'm like, I don't know why, but it just makes me feel like I'm on top of the world when he says, outstanding, when he takes me back and say that. And we serve an outstanding God who deserves to be edified, his name to be lifted up. Because he said that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto you. I gave my testimonies in this message, but if there's anybody under the sound of my voice that has a testimony that they would like to give this morning about praising God and about why when they come in here they want to praise God, you're welcome to do that. I'll give you about 5 minutes. If I can get at least 3 people, one for the Father, one for the Son, and one for the Holy Ghost.
Ain't gonna take me but just a little while. Y'all know I love this. It's in my prayer. Brother Paul, oh Lord, our Lord, how excellent is thy name in all the earth. Out of the mouth of babe and nursing him, thou hast ordained strength, that thou may steal the enemy and the avenger. When I consider thy heaven, the work of thy finger, the moon, the sun, the stars thy hand have made, what is man that thou art mindful of him? The son of man, Sarah, that you visit him. God did visit us this year.
Hallelujah.
He's going to continue to visit us.
Hallelujah.
I praise him. I will not take credit for myself. Yes, yes, yes. He is my God. I love him.
Hallelujah. I want to tell this testimony of what happened to me last Sunday. When I came to church, this right ear hurt it so bad. Everything was just doing like this. I could not have sat back there. Reverend Adams was standing right there. I came up and I told him, I said, my ear is hurting so bad, I can't hardly stay in here. And he prayed for me. I went home and laid down, and when I got up, I didn't have no earache, and I don't have none now.
Praise God.
Hallelujah. I know what God
is. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Hallelujah.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Everybody know I've been looking forward to December. I wanted to graduate from that class because I was tired of writing papers. So that I give God the glory in that, because, you know, it's something that anybody in the church can do. If you take the time to do it, I look forward to writing the papers, but I was just lazy. I didn't want to do it. And then the other thing, I turned officially 62, so y'all can stop saying I'm too young to be retired, because I'm getting my check.
Praise God. Praise God. See how much joy it is in the house of God? Yes. So in order for your joy to remain, continue to worship, continue to come into his sanctuary so that your joy shall remain. It will remain as you continue to press your way to the household of faith. Continue to do that. Don't forsake yourself to assemble as some has. Continue to press your way. And God bless each and every one of you.
Give God a hand and clap of praise for this woman of God. Give God praise. She said he inhabits the praises of his people. Should nobody make you have to make you praise God? What's wrong with us? Should nobody have to make us praise God? Some of you, God has helped put your kids through college. Some of you remember when you couldn't have any food? Got shoes on your feet, clothes on your back. Give God some praise. He's worthy. Don't worry about, like she said, don't worry about who in this pulpit. Give God some praise. Give him some praise. He deserves it. I'm going to say this. I ain't been here for 3 Sundays because my daughter, she had pneumonia. And we sitting in the hospital for a week praying. I know my mother-in-law, my father-in-law prayed. Me and my wife prayed. And it was rough. It was rough. But God saw through. With good doctors and nurses, they didn't let her leave until she was healed, until she was better. So that's my praise to God. I thank God for my baby being better. I sure do. I thank God for... Will you raise up, Chris? I thank God for my little baby. She's a whole lot better. Baby, that smile, that's sick, it's rough.
Hallelujah.
I'm sorry, y'all. But I thank God for bringing my child. And I just want to praise God. That's all I'm saying. I just thank God. Because pneumonia ain't nothing to play with. Amen. The doors of the church is open. The doors of the church is open. Maybe today you want to have a burning testimony in your life. We offer you Christ today. We offer you Jesus. He loves you. He went to Calvary to pay the price for you on Calvary, that you may be saved, that you may have a home on high. But it's up to you to accept him today. He loves you. Maybe today you want to come for a burning testimony. You can come. Maybe today you want to come to join this church. This is a great church. We're not perfect, but God is perfect. Amen. Maybe today you just need prayer. You can come get prayer. We will see there's none.
Wrestling with some stuff right now. This preacher has just